Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. I hope you guys are having a better day than I am. Those of you who haven't already heard, I somehow burst a pipe in the vestry this morning and was filled with water. It came flowing, and got it mostly turned off, but that's how my morning's going. But you know what? No matter what goes on around us, I'm still going to rejoice today, and I encourage you to do the same. I'm reminded of a beautiful poem written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Now, this poem has been turned into a song year after year. Some of my favorite versions of the sung version are by Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, and those bells still sound. It begins this way. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet, the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Those words can be very true for us today and in the last few months. In fact, there are many bells that will not ring this day. Many churches still closed throughout our great land. Churches that had once proclaimed Christ and Him crucified to deliver us from all death and disease and from damnation. But our bells will ring. Not even flowing water stopped me from ringing those bells this morning. Nothing can stop the glories of our God. The next part of this poem hits me dead center. Then pealed the bells, more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. There is so much hatred and anger and sadness and fear all around us. And yet the bells will ring out in all of Christendom. For this is a day of great celebration. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For on this day we celebrate the birth of a baby. And not just an ordinary baby, no, this is God in the flesh. St. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." The pre-incarnate Christ was the word by which all of creation was set in its place. The stars of the heavens, the planets, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, you and me, all created by the Word. And then at a proper time, God sent forth this Word to be placed into a virgin. In her womb he would grow, and then she would give birth to God in the flesh. And this God in the flesh would live a perfect life for you and for me. That is a reason to celebrate. For this Word that came down to earth was also nailed to a tree. But that's not the end of the story, is it? For you know that that word could not be kept in death. And so he sprang forth on the third day, putting an end to eternal death of all those who would believe in him. He is the light of the world, and to all who would believe in him, that light shines in the darkness. He was in the world, And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Even when he walked on the face of this earth, they did not give him the proper glory. 2,000 years later, it is becoming worse and worse. And yet we will rejoice. Because no matter how much the world fails to recognize him and his followers, we will still rejoice because we have his light. And if we have his light, then we have his life. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's you, dear children, and that's me. We have been adopted by God as sons of God that we may receive the full inheritance of the only begotten Son, the firstborn Son, the full inheritance that our Father gives. Because we are born, but we are also born again. We are born not by the flesh or of the blood, rather we are born of God. That word that all created all things took on flesh, and he dwelt among us. A real person, here in time, at his proper time. And this very day, that same word dwells with us, as he gives us his own body and blood that our sins may be forgiven. That same word takes on flesh in a tangible way as it is placed into your mouth for you to receive his body. As you drink the cup by which the blood of Christ flows for you, dear sinner, and for me. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, the law was given by Moses, and we know what we are called to do, and yet we also know that we fail. But when we fail, just as we might this very day, we approach him and we call out to him. For grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so this day is a reason to celebrate. No matter how bad your morning might have felt, no matter what may happen today, gather your loved ones close to you, show them the love of God, and rejoice. Rejoice that no matter what the world throws at you, you have a living Savior. A Savior that loves you. A Savior that will guard you and protect you from eternal damnation. And so we rejoice as the pealing bells sound in our heads. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail. The right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. The church sings, O that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceived, bore the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. Amen. Peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.